I love waking you up. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony. I love having you wake me up.
Before we talk to you about what I wanted to talk to you about, you had an interesting guest on your show yesterday. You talked with one of those runaway state representatives from the state of Illinois. Tell us about that experience.
Well, Wisconsin Senator Spencer Coggs, we don't always agree with everyone we have on the shows, but you have to appreciate him talking to me. I was tracking him down for about 4 days. And
you know what I picture? I picture this guy with about 10 other guys in their boxers watching TV and eating takeout pizza and talking to you on the phone.
Did you hear him mention clean underwear?
I did.
He said he was going to hold out until he ran out of clean underwear. I mean, you have to love that. He made some valid points, I have to say. I mean, there's two sides to every story. He made some valid points. I think they don't like being where they are. When I asked him if you heard, what about doing the people's work, whether you're Republican or Democrat, should you come back and vote? He says we are doing the people's work. So, you get both sides to the story and let people contemplate it from there. He was a delightful guest, I have to say. He was very nice. Well, I enjoyed speaking with him.
Cheryl, you're a part of an organization called EpiphanyNow.org, and their motto is Pass It Forward Now. What is Epiphany Now?
It started with a mutual friend of ours, Bob Hoffman, and tomorrow's event will be the seventh one that they've done. And Bob just started it out of a thought, having an incident on a roadway one day where he, instead of looking at it as road rage from a woman that he was driving near, he thought, what if I could turn this around? And she's obviously having a bad day, and I could make her day better. And that one thought started this. He got a few friends together, and they went out and started just doing nice things for people. They got together at a restaurant and went out that day and did nice things for people. And when I say nice things, it was letting someone go ahead of you in a grocery line, perhaps shoveling some snow for somebody that you don't even know, that random act of kindness that we've heard about. And it's grown from there. I went to one of these events early in February, and there were a couple of 250 people at this event, and we just get together and kind of form a team, bring friends with you. If you don't have friends with you, join another team, and you go out into the mid-Michigan area, and you just do something nice for somebody, and the idea is to let it grow. You do something nice for someone, they're so sometimes stunned by it that they do something nice for somebody else, and it just grows like that.
Like the movie Pay It Forward.
Exactly. It's such a simple premise. It really is. But the impact is huge. When I've done it a few times, I've gone to these events, you would think you bought someone a house. They're so stunned and happy and surprised by someone they've never seen or don't know, doing something nice for them just because.
And tomorrow you're going to be joined by a special Spartan.
I think so. I'm hoping so. Maybe I shouldn't say who.
Shall we keep it a secret for a while then?
Perhaps. Then we'll talk about it. Because if it falls through, I don't want them to feel like he pumped out on us or something.
All right. If people want to take part in tomorrow's event and learn more about Epiphany, how do they do that?
Well, there is a Facebook page called Epiphany Now, Pass It Forward, and Epiphany is spelled E-P-I-F, as in Pass It Forward, A-N-Y Now. The tomorrow's event, and you don't need an invitation other than what I'm telling you right now, you and I are telling folks, is tomorrow at Dublin Square and on Abbott in East Lansing at 12 noon till 3 o'clock. Just show up. You don't need to have any prior knowledge of what the event is about. Just show up and a quick explanation. Go out into the community, do something nice for folks, come back, and we share stories. And it's quite uplifting and quite an enjoyable way to spend an afternoon.
And before we let you go, what's the hot interview you have for this afternoon show?
Well, there are several in the works. You know how this works. You put out the calls and let them come back. Andrew Abood, of course, Civil Service Commission on the 3% retirees' health benefits that was ruled unconstitutional yesterday. Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com. Holy smokes, a lot going on with gas prices, and we're not sure where the end is in sight as the gas prices are going up. So a lot on the docket today, and a lot of it, as you know, stays in the works until the last minute. So
all right, Cheryl, we'll let you get back to cleaning your gun.
Cleaning my gun. It's already clean, laying right next to me. All pretty.
Very, very nice. Cheryl Fritz of Fritz and Friends. You can hear her this afternoon starting at 5 o'clock. Thanks, Cheryl.
Have a great day, Tony.